You're listening to SBS News.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has imposed restrictions in the capital Tehran and elsewhere, saying millions of Iranians continue to be infected with the coronavirus. The figure, an estimate from a report by the country's health ministry, is far higher than Saturday's official figure for infections, just over 271,000. Mr. Rouhani's office says the report estimates 30% of the population had been infected with the virus.
One of the most important matters is adherence to medical recommendations and social distancing to limit the spread of the coronavirus. According to the Ministry of Health's estimates, 25 million Iranians have been infected with the coronavirus so far, and we have lost about 14,000 of them within 150 days.
President Rouhani says the total number of infections since the pandemic began could jump to between 30 and 35 million in coming months. Iranian officials have not explained what the report's estimates are based on, and the study has so far not been made publicly available. Authorities have imposed new restrictions based on the increase, closing some public spaces like coffee shops, zoos and indoor swimming pools. Sturgios Moskos, a molecular biologist from Northumbria University, says the numbers appear to buck global trends. But he adds, with little transparency about Iran's testing regime, it's difficult to confirm the accuracy of the figures.
Having not seen what exactly the techniques used in Iran are, I can't possibly comment on whether or not that 25 million is an overestimation or not. But based on what we've seen in the rest of the world, where we have a prevalence of the disease of no more than 5% of the population being exposed, I would hazard that this number is perhaps a little bit exaggerated.
Before Iran reported its first cases of the virus in February, authorities denied it had reached the country for days. At the time, the nation was marking the 41st anniversary of the Islamic Revolution, while authorities were also desperately trying to boost turnout in a parliamentary election. The latest estimate has shocked many Iranians, with some questioning whether the number may be an exaggeration as parts of the country re-enter lockdown and protests over economic hardship flare up in some other parts of the country. But this morgue worker has told Iranian state television the situation is real.
It's really difficult for us to see this, I swear by God. It is very difficult to be bathing these bodies. It's so hard when you see a young person that's died from the coronavirus.
The death toll is based on those who died in coronavirus wards in hospitals. However, it's believed that many more have died at home. And with the stigma associated with COVID-19 stopping families from registering the cause of death. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus.